Welcome. If you are listening to this recording, then you or someone you know must want you to experience erotic regression. This recording is for adults only. If you are a minor, please stop this recording and go elsewhere. This recording is for entertainment purposes only. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to my words. But even if you aren't really going into trance, it is okay to pretend. You may find that while you are pretending to go into trance, you are able to easily enter trance without even realizing it. All you have to do is lie back and listen to my words. Before we begin, make sure you are in a safe, comfortable place, free from distraction. I recommend a reclining position where you cannot roll or fall over during trance. If you have a cell phone nearby, make sure it is on silent, if possible. You may also want to wear a diaper if you are open to suggestions, or if you want to avoid any accidents that you may have as you listen to my words. If you need to drink water or do anything else to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, pause the recording and do so now. I'll be here when you're ready. Are you ready to be hypnotized now? Good. Get into a comfortable position with your legs uncrossed and your hands resting comfortably. A position where you can relax without having to move, except for those small adjustments you may make from time to time. Are you comfortable? Good. And now, I want you to just relax. Yes, relax. I want you to close your eyes and put yourself in a place where you feel ready to be hypnotized and enter into trance. Let's begin with an awareness of your breathing. Concentrate on how you breathe in and out. In and out. In. And as you breathe out and in, I would like you to start counting down when you hear the bell, starting at 10 in your current state of relaxation, all the way down to 1, a deep, relaxed state of meditation where you can listen to my words and my suggestions as you go deeper down the path to trance. Nice deep breaths out and in. 10. Allowing the sound of your breathing to fill the room. 9. As the room grows a little dimmer with each breath. 8. Letting the air out of all your muscles. 7. Allowing the sounds and images of the room to fade away. 6. Letting all the air out through the tips of your fingers. 5. And replacing all that air with heavy, heavy lead. 4. As your body begins to sink down. 3. Down into a nice relaxing state. 2. Of a deep and restful meditation. 1. You are listening to my words, allowing them to speak to your mind as you follow along. And you can follow along to my words, can you not? And if you can listen to my words, then surely you can believe that you have already done a wonderful job of relaxing your body and preparing yourself to listen. And if you know you are relaxed, that is all the evidence you need to know that you have begun to enter trance, prepare to listen, and accept what you hear. And if you don't know that you are relaxed, then you may have already entered into a state of trance without even realizing it. Because as you know, when you are in trance, it can be easy to wander away, leaving the awareness of your body behind as you listen to my words, and follow along down the path to trance. And there is a way to determine just how relaxed you really are. It's easy to do. All you have to do is listen to my voice and follow along, starting at the top of your body with your eyes closed. Try to notice the feeling of your scalp, your eyes, the muscles behind your ears. Now tense those muscles nice and tight. And relax, releasing your hold. Noticing how much more relaxed and heavy those muscles feel compared to when they are tense. Now, try to notice your mouth, your cheeks, and your shoulders. Tense them up, nice and tight. And relax, dropping deeper into trance. As all those muscles go limp, moving down now to your arms, your chest, and your groin, scrunching them up, nice and tight, and relax, allowing all your muscles to go limp, going down to your butt, your legs, and your toes. Tense them up, nice and tight. Hold it, hold it, and drop. Feeling that deep relaxation in your body as you let go. Very good. You are doing so well at noticing how relaxed you really are. So well that you may not have noticed that you are already in a deep state of trance, ready to listen to my words and the suggestions that they bring. And if you enjoy the suggestions that you hear while you are in trance, that's okay. You can carry them with you as long as you like, as long as it is safe to do so, knowing that they will not stop you from doing whatever you need to do as you go about your day. And if you only want to remember the suggestions while you are listening to my voice, that's okay too. You can just let those memories slip away when you leave trance, leaving behind a nice warm feeling, knowing that you enjoyed your time here with me, and you can come back anytime you want. Come back and listen to my words as they guide you through your next experience in trance. And if anything is preventing you from enjoying your experience in trance, you can pause the recording at any time, regardless of the reason. Whenever you are in trance, and whenever you feel the need to suspend your hypnotic experience, your subconscious will automatically respond, causing you to pause the recording, suspending any suggestions that are in effect, so that you can do whatever you need to do before you can continue. And if you decide to continue your hypnotic experience, you will be able to easily return to trance, resuming any suggestions that have been put on hold, and no hypnotic suggestions will prevent you or your subconscious from being able to respond as it needs to, in order for you to have a safe and enjoyable experience in trance. If you are here listening to my voice, then you have chosen to keep listening, and because you have chosen to be here, it is easy to listen to my words and accept what you know is true. And you know what is true, and you know why you are here, don't you? Yes, you are here because whether you know it or not, you need to be treated like a baby. Daddy understands those needs, even if you don't. Yes, even if you don't understand why you need to be treated like a baby, you or someone you know has decided that you need to come here and listen to my words. Listen to my words and accept the fact that baby treatment is what you need. And that is why you are here, is it not? You are here because you need to be treated like a baby. And I am here to train you to accept that baby treatment, to accept all that you hear as you listen to my words. Maybe you are here because you decided to come here on your own. It isn't surprising. You know what you need. You need to be treated like a baby. And even if you are too embarrassed to admit that baby treatment is what you need, you know that you can come here and be treated like a baby as many times as you need to for my suggestions to take effect and turn you into the big baby you really are. Or maybe you are here because someone in your life has decided to treat you like a baby. Maybe it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or partner who has decided that you just aren't ready to be a responsible adult. It's been known to happen, especially to boys like you. Boys like you need to learn that they aren't quite ready to be adults yet. Maybe it's someone that takes care of you who has sent you here because you just can't behave. And they know baby training is a great way to improve your behavior if you are a boy who often gets into trouble. It's possible you were brought here by a friend, a coworker, or someone else you know who saw you spill your drink or stumble over your shoes, or who noticed all the other little signs that you are not quite ready to be an adult. They only want what's best for you, and they know that baby treatment is what you need, even if you don't. It may even be another mommy or daddy who has adopted you or is planning to adopt you soon. Someone who wants to train you to accept your baby treatment and accept your new life under their care as all your adult privileges are taken away. It doesn't matter who, and it doesn't matter why. However you got here, whoever is responsible, you are here now, listening to my words. And if you are listening to my words, then you have already given me permission to take control of your experience, at least for a little while. And you can return again and again, as often as you need to, because sometimes you have to be reminded that you need to be treated like a baby. In just a moment, you will hear a bell that will wake up your imagination, allowing you to experience my words as I describe your experience at Daddy's house. Are you ready to visit Daddy? Good. And as you gain awareness of your new surroundings, you may realize that while you were so busy thinking about being treated like a baby, you didn't even notice that you walked your way right into Daddy's house, allowing me to take control and guide you to your new room, And as you look at your new surroundings, you may be surprised to find yourself already secured to a large changing table in a big nursery built just for you. As you observe your surroundings, you may realize that you are restrained on the changing table and unable to move or roll off. You can imagine soft leather restraints, or, if you prefer, you can imagine you are held there by some magnetic force, making you feel so heavy, so relaxed, that you can barely move a muscle. You can even try to move your arms and your legs, or wiggle off the table, but you will probably find that the harder you struggle, the heavier and weaker your muscles become. As your muscles tire, and you realize that there is no way you are getting off this changing table without Daddy's help. And if you look around, you will quickly see that there are mirrors in the ceiling and on the walls that allow you to observe yourself from any angle, as well as a small tray of equipment that Daddy will use to transform you into an obedient little pants wetter. Near the table, there are stacks and stacks of diapers. So many thick, babyish diapers. And you know that all those diapers are meant for you. That's right, little one. All of those diapers are meant for you. And you are going to wear those diapers. And you are going to use those diapers. Every single one, whether you like it or not. Because you are no longer allowed to use the potty, or to dress yourself, or wear adult clothing. Yes, from now on, you will live the life of a baby without any adult privileges, except for the ones that your caretakers allow you to have from time to time. And I am going to help you transition to your new life as a baby, without any adult privileges. And even if you don't think that you will let this happen, I can already see that this situation is beginning to make you feel funny feelings down below. Could it be that your body is telling you you are ready to be treated like a baby? Soon enough, you will forget all about trying to resist as I train you to accept your new baby treatment and turn you into the perfect, obedient baby boy for your next caretaker. Your first lesson will be proper baby attire. Babies don't get to wear adult clothes. That's right. For the rest of your time at Daddy's house, you are going to dress your age. And all your adult clothes will be taken away. And for the rest of the day, even the clothes that you manage to find in your dresser or closet when you return home won't be quite the same as they were before. They may have snaps or cute little designs or some other small modification to let others know that you are really just a little boy and that they should keep an eye on you and keep you out of trouble as you go about your day. Even if you aren't able to notice the changes, the people around you will, because everybody knows that you are not quite ready to be an adult. First, I take your wallet and walk over to the tray, and I take a big pair of scissors and cut up your ID. I'm going to replace it with another card. This card is a potty license. It will tell anyone around that you are not allowed in the bathroom or to touch, or change your own diapers. You must find an adult who will help you get changed. I put the ID card back in your wallet and set it aside. Next, I move on to your clothes. I wonder if you can sense the scissors moving up this side of your leg as I begin to cut away at the sides of your pants. Working my way up, until I can remove them and throw them in the diaper pail. Aw, those are such cute undies, little guy. Did you really think that a man would wear something like that? Such childish underwear would be appropriate if you were a little older. But you are too little for those. Off they go. Into the diaper pail. Now your shirt. Cutting all the way up. Until I can pull it away and throw it in the diaper pail with your pants, removing any other articles of clothing I've left behind until you are completely naked. Yes, now you are completely naked, strapped to a changing table. And you are almost ready for your first diaper, but not yet, baby boy, because you still have your big boy hair in your diaper area. There's no way a peepee that small deserves to have hair. No, it should look cute and hairless, tucked safely into a diaper where it belongs. And it is important to keep you shaved down there, to protect your diaper area from getting a diaper rash, and to remind you that you are no longer considered a man by the adults around you. I take out a can of shaving cream, and I spread the cream all over your diaper area. Now hold still, little one. I'm going to shave off your pubic hair. I begin to shave your diaper area below the belly button, working quickly and efficiently to remove all your pubic hair. I am so precise and so fast that it is as if the hair is just being wiped away, leaving behind smooth, bare skin as I work my way down to your crotch, grabbing your peepee, moving it this way and that so that I can get to all the hair on your diaper area. Now, opening your legs wider, shaving your balls and your taint until they are completely smooth, I unfasten your legs and bring them up high so I can shave all around your little hole, lowering your legs back down when I am done. With a warm washcloth, I wipe any remaining hair and cream away from your belly, your crotch, your little peepee, your balls, and down between your legs. All done, little one. Isn't that so much better? I rub some special lotion all over your diaper area. This lotion will help prevent your hair from growing back. And each time I apply this lotion, it will become a little more effective, making your hair finer and finer, growing less and less, until finally, you are permanently hairless down there, just like a baby. And now, it's time for your first diaper. That's right, no matter how much you protest, you are going into a diaper. You know better than to object to the thick, adorable diaper I present for your inspection. Get to know it well, little one. This is going to be very close to you from now on. That's right, from now on, you are going to be in thick diapers all the time. Take a moment to let that sink in. Imagine wearing thick diapers every day from now on, for as long as the adults around you say so. I lay you on your back, and you feel your legs being lifted, and I slide the diaper beneath your little bum. You are gently lowered onto the diaper. And to make sure you use your diaper like a good little baby, I am going to have to take away your ability to control your urine. That's right, little one. I am going to take away any control you have to stop yourself from wetting. I put on some gloves, and and I wipe off the head of your penis with a little alcohol wipe. Next, I pick up a little plastic package from the tray by the changing table, and I open it up to reveal a lubricated catheter. This is a very special catheter. It will not hurt you as I put it inside you. In fact, you'll barely even feel it if you don't want to. But you will definitely be able to tell when I am putting it into your penis. And if you don't want to see, or you don't want to feel this happening, you can close your eyes, and anything you are seeing or feeling will go away. And you will be able to relax and wander off as your subconscious listens to my words. And if you want to see what I am doing to your pee-pee, you can look down or look at a mirror and watch as I press the catheter to the head of your penis until it begins to sink inside, deeper and deeper, going down past the center of your penis, down to just above the testicles, down further still, past the back of your testicles, down through the taint, curving up toward the bladder, deeper and deeper, until finally a stream of urine comes out through the catheter all on its own and is quickly absorbed by the padding between your legs. I inflate the balloon, which keeps the catheter in place, leaving a slightly full feeling in your bladder, and I begin to tug at the catheter. You may be surprised to notice that the catheter comes easily out without any pain and exits your penis. But you may also notice that the catheter looks shorter than it did before. That's right, diaper boy. The part of the catheter that keeps you from controlling your urine is still deep inside you where you cannot reach it. And you will not be able to remove it or regain control of your urine unless daddy or another grown-up decides that you are ready to be potty trained. And for the rest of your time here with daddy, you will release your urine as soon as it enters your bladder, no matter what you are wearing or how full your diaper is already. And you will pee into your diapers without control, no matter how hard you try to stop it. You will find that the catheter is stopping your muscles from contracting. And you will pee into your diapers without control. No matter how hard you try to stop it, you will find that the catheter is stopping your muscles from contracting and shutting off the flow of urine as you wet into your thick, thirsty pampers. I throw away the gloves and the catheter, and I rub oil all over your hairless diaper area. I sprinkle baby powder across your crotch and under your butt as a big babyish cloud puffs up, making the nursery smell even more like a little baby boy's room. I pull the thick, snug diaper up between your legs and secure it snugly around your waist. First one side, then the other. Look how cute you are in your diaper. Notice the thick feeling of the diaper between your legs, the sound it makes when you try to wiggle your hips, testing your restraints, the way it forces your legs apart. I can tell some part of you likes it. I'll bet your little pee-pee is trying to get hard in those pampers, though no one would guess, because the diaper completely covers any evidence of your little erection. It's okay if you like your diapers. You can look down at yourself, or look in the mirror, or just feel the way the diaper presses against your crotch, or hear the way the diaper sounds. And you know that as long as you are here with daddy, you will always be in a diaper. And even when I am not talking about your diaper reminding you of what a little pants-wetting crinkle butt you are, you will easily be able to tell that it is there, because it is so thick, so noisy, and so easy to see. It is easy to notice that you are in just a diaper, in a diaper where you should be, and where you deserve to be. And whatever you're feeling down there is from the diaper, because a diaper is the only thing that you are wearing right now. Daddy wants to make sure his little one doesn't try to play with his diaper or take it off. So before I let you off the table, I'm going to put your hands in mitts, where we know they can't get into trouble. First one, and then the other. And as you feel the mitts close around your hands, you may find that it is harder to close your hands, harder to pick things up or open doors, harder to put on clothes or take them off. Because the mitts prevent you from using your hands like an adult. And the longer you wear your mitts, the easier it is for you to accept that you won't be able to use your hands like a grown-up. You will have to rely on your caretakers to do all the things you used to do yourself, like get dressed, or open doors, or even cut up and eat your food until they remove the mitts from your hands. Are you hungry, little one? Getting you undressed and into a diaper was a lot of work for my little guy, so you must be hungry. It's time to feed little babies so they can grow big and strong. But we know that will never happen with you, will it? I release you from the table, pick you up, patting your cute little butt, and bring you over to the kitchen, where you can see a big high chair, many jars of baby food, and a tall pole with a large container at the top. I set you in the high chair, threading the straps around your waist and between your legs to keep baby from sliding out no matter how much you try to wiggle and squirm or kick your legs. I snap in the tray, secure your hands where they won't be in the way, and put a bib around your neck in case you are a messy eater. I seat myself in front of the high chair and open the first jar of baby food. Is baby ready for nummy nums? I'll bet he is. Now be a good baby and open up for daddy. That's it. I begin to spoon feed you the baby food, making funny airplane noises as I bring the food to your mouth. Here comes the airplane, little boy. No matter how much you pout or complain, it is hard not to giggle as I make the funny noises. Even if you protest or try to say that you are too old to be fed in a high chair, you know what I'm going to say. Sorry, little one, but this is for your own good. You need to be treated like a baby. And besides, Daddy doesn't understand baby talk. And as I feed you more and more baby food, you begin to get full as your belly expands to press against the tray, fuller and fuller with baby food. You may not have noticed, but your diaper is also getting soggier and soggier, pressing up against the strap between your legs as you wet without even feeling it, just like a baby, until I finally finish feeding you all the baby food. All done. Yay! I'll bet you're thirsty, little one. I take a big pacifier gag and put it into your mouth. Before you can spit it out, I secure it around your head to make sure it stays put. The pacifier gag is hooked up to two large jugs of milk up above the chair. And when I release the valve, all the milk begins to flow down, down into your mouth, where you are forced to drink whatever passes through your gag, as much of it as I want to give you. Be a good boy for daddy and drink it all. Drink all that liquid up so you can get all your little vitamins and soak your Pampers like a good boy. And your tummy continues to expand to accommodate the liquid as the jug gets more and more empty until you are finally finished with all your food. You are just so full now. You can hardly even react as I unstrap your pacifier gag, take off the tray, and reach down to release the straps between your legs. It is not until I put my hand against your thick, soggy Pampers that you realize just how wet you really are. Oh my, you really are wet. You probably didn't even notice your diaper swelling. But there's no mistaking just how wet you are as I squeeze the swollen diaper bulging between your legs. You have absolutely no control anymore. No control over what comes out of your penis. And I'll bet that turns you on. I'll bet you secretly love knowing that you will need to wear diapers from now on, because if you don't, you will just pee all over the floor, all over the furniture, and all over anything you wear. That would be pretty humiliating if you were a man. But there's nothing for you to be embarrassed about. You are just daddy's little boy now. Try not to think about how humiliating this would be if this happened to any other grown-up man. Try not to think about what people would think if they saw a grown man in a diaper drinking milk in a high chair while he wets his diaper like a little baby. Because you don't get to be a grown-up anymore. You are just a baby. And babies don't feel embarrassment like grown-ups. It's okay if you can't help thinking about what a humiliated little diaper wetter you've become. It's okay, because daddy will train you until you forget you are anything else. Forget you are anything else as you go deep into trance. And I carry you back to the changing table to get on a fresh new diaper. And before long, all of that milk and all of that baby food will have another effect. Soon, all the food in your tummy is going to make you have to poop your pants. Before long, you will be so used to pooping and wetting in your diaper that you will let it go without even thinking. And that is exactly what you will do. You are going to poop your diapers like a good little baby, because that is what babies do. And you are going to be treated just like a baby from now on, because that is what you deserve. The more times you come here and listen to my suggestions, the stronger your need to be babied and use your diapers. And the stronger your need to be babied and wear diapers, the more you will lose control over when you use the potty, as your ability to contract your muscles and keep yourself from peeing and pooping becomes weaker and weaker. This will last as long as you are here and as long as you want it to without interrupting your daily activities. And you know you want to wear your diapers. And you want to be good for daddy. You may miss your big boy undies from time to time, but you know those are a thing of the past. Daddy has made it very clear that diapers are your one and only choice of clothing beneath your pants from now on. You are carried back to the nursery, laid down on the changing table, and your diaper is untaped, allowing the air to hit your diaper area. I wipe your hairless bottom and your pee-soaked crotch with baby wipes. Put diaper cream all over your diaper area, powder your little pee-pee, and tape you up. Good as new. In spite of everything, you actually feel a lot better once you are in a clean diaper. I even put an adorable onesie on you with dinosaur prints and tickle you when you try to pout. To your surprise, you are once again rock hard, and your penis strains against the diaper painfully. Before you can adjust your penis to a more comfortable position, I smack your hand away. baby is not to touch his diapers or pee-pee ever. That's daddy's territory. And daddy will decide what baby does in his diaper and when it comes off. If you are a good boy, daddy will let you have cummies in your diaper. And you want to be a good boy for daddy, don't you? No matter how much you complain, I can see that all of this turns you on immensely, knowing that you are going to be kept in thick, absorbent diapers from now on. And every time I leave you alone, and you try to touch your diaper, the padding of your diaper will be so thick, you can hardly get any friction against your penis. And the mitts will make your hands so clumsy that you can't even figure out how to take your diaper off and try to play with your pee-pee the way that you used to when you were horny. And if I ever catch you trying to make cummies in your diapers without permission, I am going to have to give you a hard spanking. It is for your own good, baby boy, because you can't handle adult privileges like deciding what to wear, or when to use the potty, or when you can make stickies in your diaper. But today is your lucky day, little one. You have done so well listening to daddy and accepting your baby treatment that daddy is going to help you make cummies in your diapers. That's right, little boy. Big little boys like you have to release their cum from time to time. And when they do, they have to do it in their diapers. Big babies do everything in their diapers. I begin to rub your diaper crotch, pressing through the thick layer of soggy padding with my strong daddy hands. That's right. Once again, you have soaked your Pampers without even realizing it, just like a real baby. How does that feel, baby boy? Does it feel good to feel those thick, squishy diapers forcing your legs apart and rubbing against your penis? Does it make you want to hump back against daddy's hand? Shh, just let it happen, baby boy. Allow the wonderful feelings coming from your diaper to build and build. Allow yourself to feel that pleasure building more and more as daddy rubs your diaper faster and faster, allowing all the wonderful feelings of the diaper to take over. That's right, diaper boy. You can feel it building, your orgasm finally coming, and daddy is making it come. The feeling grows stronger and stronger. Your heart races. You may even begin to moan and buck as your penis feels like it may shoot sticky cum into your diaper at any moment. You've never been this close to the edge for so long. You are so close, but you still can't quite finish on your own. You can try to hump daddy's hand to bring yourself over. That's right, hump daddy's hand. Show me how much you love to come in your diapers. Show me now, as you feel yourself getting closer and closer, more and more intense, closer and closer to coming, as you shamelessly hump your diapers for daddy, faster and faster, more and more intense, until you can barely hold it any longer, and you come, come now for daddy. Feel yourself going over the edge, unable to stop now from coming into your diapers. Coming so hard into your diapers that it shoots all the way down to your butt, spurting wave after wave of sticky cum all into the front of your diapers. So much cum that it begins to pile up in your diaper, warming up your butt cheeks until you fall back drained. That's the way, little one. That's the only way that you should come into your diapers with the help of an adult. And that's the only way that you will be able to come. the more you listen to my voice, the more you visit Daddy's house and come in your diapers, the harder it is for you to come any other way but in your diapers. And eventually, you won't be able to come without wearing a diaper. And that's okay, because that's exactly how a diaper boy like you should have to come. And now, I think it's time for baby to have a nap. Up you go, as you are carried over to the big crib and laid down in your cummy diaper. And I lock you in nice and secure. It's been such a big day for the big baby. You did so well. And if you enjoy the suggestions that you heard while listening to my words, that's okay. You can carry them with you as long as you like, as long as it is safe to do so, knowing that they will not interrupt your daily activities or stop you from doing whatever you need to do as you go about your day. And if you only want to remember the suggestions while you are listening to my voice, that's okay too. You can just let them slip away as you leave trance, leaving you with a nice, warm feeling, knowing that you enjoyed your time here with me, and you can come back anytime you want. But now, it's time for you to go to sleep and leave the world of Daddy's house and dream of times when you're allowed to be a big boy and you can go about your day and do whatever you need to do. Or you can pause this recording and rest a little longer, enjoying the lingering feelings of your time at Daddy's house as you relax in the crib. On the count of five, you will awake from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. 1. Beginning to regain your normal awareness. 2. Becoming more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. 3. Becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. 4. Feeling so, so good as you finally come back on 5. All the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the fun you had with Daddy. I hope you enjoyed your time with me today, little one. I know I did. And I hope you come back to visit me soon so we can have more fun. Goodbye now.